This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Short sleep triggers persistent inflammation that raises heart disease risk by 34%. 5 nights of 4-hour sleep can trigger a 145% spike in inflammatory markers that persist even after recovery sleep, according to controlled laboratory research that reveals why chronic sleep deprivation may cause lasting cardiovascular damage. The findings suggest that inflammation, not just fatigue, drives the well-established link between poor sleep and heart disease. 145% increase in inflammatory markers after 5 nights of 4-hour sleep. C-reactive protein rises dramatically with sleep loss. Inflammatory marker levels in healthy adults, percentage above baseline, after recovery sleep 231%, after sleep restriction 145%, baseline, normal sleep, 0. Source: Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, 2009. Georgian Medical Journal News Laboratory. Evidence links. Sleep loss to inflammation. The controlled study, published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, examined 13 healthy young men during 5 consecutive nights of 4-hour sleep periods. Researchers measured C-reactive protein, CRP, a blood marker that rises when the body enters an inflammatory state. CRP levels continued climbing after participants returned to normal sleep, reaching 231% above baseline after 2 recovery nights. The study authors noted, this suggests that some inflammatory signaling remains active even after short-term recovery sleep, which may explain why weekend catch-up sleep doesn't immediately reverse cardiovascular risk. The inflammatory response isn't limited to extreme sleep deprivation. Research involving 281 healthy middle-aged women found that poorer sleep quality, low sleep efficiency, and sleeping less than 5 hours per night were each linked to higher inflammatory markers, even after accounting for age, body weight, and menopausal status. For more insights on emerging sleep research, our research digest tracks the latest findings. Inflammation predicts future heart disease. The clinical significance becomes clear when examining long-term outcomes. Individuals with elevated CRP face a 34% higher risk of major cardiovascular events and a 61% higher risk of cardiovascular death, even without known heart disease at baseline, according to cardiovascular risk studies. CRP elevation represents more than a laboratory abnormality. It reflects active inflammatory processes that can damage blood vessels over time. The protein has a half-life of approximately 19 hours, meaning elevated levels persist well beyond the immediate sleep loss period. This biological timeline helps explain why the cardiovascular risks associated with poor sleep accumulate gradually rather than resolving quickly with better rest. Sleep loss activates immune signaling pathways that instruct the liver to produce more CRP and other inflammatory proteins. Unlike acute inflammatory responses that resolve quickly, chronic sleep restriction appears to establish a persistent, low-grade inflammatory state. For comprehensive coverage of cardiovascular risk factors, our clinical updates section examines prevention strategies. Recovery sleep may not immediately reverse risk. The laboratory findings from the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism study challenge assumptions about sleep debt and recovery. While participants felt more rested after catch-up sleep, their inflammatory markers remained elevated above baseline levels. This disconnect between subjective recovery and biological markers suggests that cardiovascular risk may persist even when individuals feel they've compensated for lost sleep. The pattern has implications for shift workers, medical residents, and others who regularly experience sleep restriction followed by recovery periods. Even short-term sleep loss, equivalent to a demanding work week, can trigger inflammatory changes that may contribute to long-term cardiovascular risk accumulation. Current sleep guidelines recommend 7 to 9 hours nightly for adults, but these findings suggest that consistency may be as important as total duration. The World Health Organization identifies cardiovascular disease as the leading cause of death globally, making any modifiable risk factor clinically significant. 5 consecutive nights of 4-hour sleep increased C-reactive protein by 145%, with levels rising further to 231% above baseline after 2 nights of recovery sleep. Study authors, Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, 2009. Key takeaways: short sleep triggers inflammatory responses that persist beyond the immediate sleep loss period. According to the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism study, adults with elevated CRP face 34% higher cardiovascular event risk and 61% higher cardiovascular death risk. Recovery sleep may not immediately reverse inflammatory changes, challenging assumptions about sleep debt. Frequently asked questions: how much sleep loss triggers inflammatory changes? The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism study shows that 5 nights of 4-hour sleep can increase inflammatory markers by 145%. Research in middle-aged women suggests that sleeping less than 5 hours per night or having poor sleep quality can also elevate inflammation markers. Does catch-up sleep reverse cardiovascular risk? Evidence from controlled studies suggests that recovery sleep may not immediately normalize inflammatory markers. In the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism study, CRP levels continued rising even after participants returned to normal sleep patterns, indicating that some inflammatory signaling remains active. What is C-reactive protein, and why does it matter? CRP is a blood protein produced by the liver during inflammatory responses. Elevated CRP levels predict future cardiovascular events, with studies showing 34% higher risk of major heart problems in people with elevated levels, even without existing heart disease. Future research will likely focus on identifying the optimal duration and consistency of sleep needed to maintain healthy inflammatory profiles. Understanding these mechanisms could inform targeted interventions for high-risk populations, particularly shift workers and others with unavoidable sleep disruptions, who may benefit from additional cardiovascular monitoring and prevention strategies. Source: chronic short sleep may increase cardiovascular risk, not just because it causes fatigue, but because it triggers persistent inflammation. At context, sleep triggers persistent inflammation that raises heart disease risk by 34%. Description: study shows short sleep triggers 145% spike in inflammatory markers linked to 34% higher cardiovascular risk, with effects persisting after recovery sleep. Author: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 26/05/23. Date modified: 20/26/05/23. At context: much sleep loss triggers inflammatory changes. Accepted answer. At type answer. Text: the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism study shows that 5 nights of 4-hour sleep can increase inflammatory markers by 145%. Research in middle-aged women suggests that sleeping less than 5 hours per night or having poor sleep quality can also elevate inflammation markers. At type question. Name: does catch-up sleep reverse cardiovascular risk? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text: evidence from controlled studies suggests that recovery sleep may not immediately normalize inflammatory markers. In the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism study, CRP levels continued rising even after participants returned to normal sleep patterns, indicating that some inflammatory signaling remains active. At type question. Name: what is C-reactive protein and why does it matter? Accepted answer. Text: CRP is a blood protein produced by the liver during inflammatory responses. Elevated CRP levels predict future cardiovascular events, with studies showing 34% higher risk of major heart problems in people with elevated levels, even without existing heart disease.